Hi there, my name's Damien Rowland. I'm one of the paediatric emergency medicine consultants here at the Leicester Royal Infirmary. Today I'm speaking to Professor Tim Coates, one of my colleagues who was also involved in the PROMISE trial, and we're just going to be talking about a few take-home messages and some of Tim's personal thoughts on it. So the first question, Tim, as part of the study group for PROMISE, what would you like people to take away from the study that you've performed?
So I think there are a number of messages. The first is that the addition of continuous central venous oximetry doesn't really have any advantage in the first 6 hours of resuscitation after sepsis. I think the second is around the importance of having a really rigid protocol with very defined targets that you stick to for all patients. And I think probably PROMISE, ARISE and PROCESS are all telling us that that's not perhaps so important as good clinical patient evaluation and individualization of treatment. And I guess the third thing is that the PROMISE trial control group gives a really good snapshot of what good sepsis management looks like in hospitals that have got an interest in this area in the UK.
Excellent. And interesting you point out about kind of the clinicians and how they're getting involved in patients with sepsis. Do you think that given that the lower mortality maybe that was expected in the arm that didn't have early goal-directed therapy, were the clinicians doing something special or something different in that arm?
So in our sample size calculation, we anticipated a 40% mortality. From ICNARP data of what's actually going on in intensive care units, we found in the trial 29% mortality. All three of the big sepsis trials in the last year found lower mortality than they were calculating. Why this is? Well, there is a trend to decreasing mortality in sepsis. Something that we're doing is leading to better patient outcomes. And there may also have been something about selection of patients for suitability to be in a trial that perhaps some of the extreme end of the most sick sepsis patients weren't really considered for inclusion.
Okay, so given those findings, are you going to change your own practice as a result of the study? What will you do differently on the shop floor now?
So certainly in the initial management, looking at the control group within PROMISE, those patients I think got more fluid early on than would routinely be given in my practice. These patients were getting about 2 litres of fluid in the first hour to 2 hours of management. So I think one of the things I'm going to be doing is giving more fluid early. I'm going to be continuing to emphasise early identification and early antibiotics. And I'm not going to worry too much about getting the patient through for continuous central oximetry.
Excellent. So what next now then? Where does PROMISE go? Have we got more studies in the lining up? Or where do you think the next stage is?
One of the messages I take from PROMISE is that sepsis is not one disease. It is a complex collection of different subgroups, and in the past and in PROMISE as well, we regarded all sepsis patients as the same, needing the same sort of management guideline. I think in the future we're going to be looking for subgroups, we're going to be looking to individualize treatment more, looking in particular at cardiac function and endothelial function to find subgroups that we might need to treat differently.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time, and hopefully tune in again for some more EM3 podcasts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.